You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Tiffany Hansen. It's another busy weekend in the city, and of course there's a lot going on, including all of the Pride weekend events. Here with me to talk about just a small slice of what's coming up this week is WNYC's culture and arts editor, Steve Smith. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Tiffany.
So tell me about this new gallery show that just opened on the Upper East Side.
Yeah, the title of the show is By Land, Air, Home and Sea, The World of Frank Walter. And it was assembled for the David Werner Gallery by Hilton Owls, who is the Pulitzer Prize-winning cultural critic for The New Yorker.
So who's Frank Walter?
That's a good question. Frank Walter is pretty unknown, actually. And Hilton Owls first encountered his work at the Venice Biennale in 2017. So Walter was a black man born in Antigua in 1926. And he had a really good education, and he made his way as a professional working in the Antiguan sugar syndicate. He traveled all over the world, and unfortunately, because of the time that he lived in, encountered racism all across Europe and here in America as well. He also struggled with his mental health and finally came home to Antigua and spent most of the rest of his life making art in a lot of different forms. I mean, he wrote plays, he made records, he sculpted, and he painted right up until the time he died in 2009. The thing about this show is you shouldn't show up expecting some kind of blockbuster. It's really, really intimate. The paintings are themselves kind of, they range in size from postcard size to paperback book size. So they're really small. But what I found is that they have a kind of elemental energy and a gravity that makes you just, you lean in. You want to kind of get into Frank Walter's world. It's a really special little show, and it's running through July 29th at David Werner's Uptown Gallery, 34 East 69th Street. You can find out more at davidzwerner.com.
Wow, that's fascinating. Okay, you also have a film to talk about.
That's right, The Art of Making It. It's a new documentary that's opening this week at the IFC Center. It takes a long, hard look at the business of art galleries and museums and how a successful career happens, or maybe it doesn't. Let's hear a little bit.
Being in the art world is like being Amish, a small sectarian cult. We are not an open field.
So the director, Kelsey Edwards, introduces you to some really talented young artists. The painters Jenna Gribben, Gisela McDaniel, Chris Watts, were all really, really interesting characters. You also meet professionals who work in a lot of different roles throughout the arts world, like curator Helen Molesworth, New York Magazine critic Jerry Saltz, who is a real character, and gallerists like Mark Glimcher at Pace Gallery here in town, and the LA gallerist Hildy Lynn Helpenstein, who's really better known for her satirical Instagram personality, Jerry Gogosian. They describe a world that seems pretty elitist and kind of arbitrary. You get a real sense of the challenges that artists face, and you kind of get a sense that the pandemic put together kind of a reset and set the stage for change. This film is opening on Wednesday at the IFC Center in Greenwich Village, and you can learn more at theartofmakingitfilm.com.
All right, so let's not leave music out of this. Last but not least, Venezuelan music. What are we listening to?
This is the Se Cuatro Trio, and it's made up of three superstars of cuatro, which is a little guitar-like instrument with four strings. It's common in Venezuela and a few other Latin American countries. Eduardo Ramirez, Hector Molina, and Jorge Glem are joined by bass player Rodner Padilla. They've made seven albums, they've won two Latin Grammys, and what we just heard is a little bit of the title track from their latest EP, Back to Four. Se Cuatro is playing two shows in the area this week. On Wednesday at 7 o'clock, they'll perform for the summer concerts on the Hudson Series at Lincoln Harbor Park in Weehawken, New Jersey. And then on Thursday, they're at Lincoln Center's David Rubenstein Atrium on Broadway between 60th, 2nd, and 63rd Streets. Both shows are free, and you can learn more at c4trio.com.
So we have a gallery opening, we have a film, and we've got music. I think we hit it all.
We've got it all happening in this town.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks, Tiffany.